And then when we have this burning, sometimes when we're all by ourselves, sometimes we'll find tears rolling down our cheek. Why are we crying? Nobody is around. Nobody has done anything to us. It's because it's that burning. That burning that's within. And it shows itself or manifests itself in tears because that burning is on the inside. It is that heart of worship. We are heart worshipers. And then sometime, some of you who are great dancers in the spirit probably dance at home when the burning gets right. We are heart worshipers, and the Lord is seeking those who will worship him as being true worshipers. We can substitute heart worshipers for what Jesus said, true worshipers. Same thing. He's talking about the same thing. And as I conclude, heart worshipers must worship first God. Not our car, not our house, not our job, not our children, not the money you have in the bank. True worshipers are worshipers of God and Him alone. We thank God for the stuff, but we praise God for who He is. Heart worshipers must worship God in spirit. We worship Him in spirit because He is a spirit. And our spirits must commune with Him through the Spirit. We must worship Him in spirit. And the third thing heart worshipers must do is to worship God in truth. We must be genuine. We must be real. We must be sincere about our worship to our God. The Bible says God is truth. And when we worship Him, we need to worship Him in truth. If we do these things, we will be worshipers that please God. And we can call ourselves heart worshipers, true worshipers of God. God bless you.